RTD Live Talk, Detroit's number one late night YouTube talk show. It is a Wednesday night edition. Excited to connect. Looking forward to finding out what's on your radar. And as always, last minute preparations, trying to put together a little video edit or whatnot. So apologize for the tardiness, but we're here. Let's make it count. And as always, any new viewers out there, feel free to let me know where you're watching from. We'll love to acknowledge your presence and welcome you to the fold. And then also when the phone lines open up, 313-462-0027 is the number to call and let your voice be heard. So hope everyone's doing well. And after watching the alleged White House, you know, clearly on a stage, but just a whole Biden talking to CEOs and other business leaders, that little 20-minute snippet that they gave us earlier, which was just comical, man. It's amazing how they're playing everybody for fools, but yet on the surface, it appears that this is all about the debt limit. But in actuality, it's my suspicion that this whole script is well written out with the left and the right, of course, part of the narrative. But yet the debt is this debt limit ceiling stuff. It's a part of what they want to use as the primary reason to bring more desperation and more pain into the economy. So I'm going to share my thoughts on that as well. Share a little video clip to give you some more insights as to how bad they're making this thing appear to be. But ultimately, it's not about paying the debt. It's more so the people who are expecting the promises to be paid from all this debt. And it happens to be the American taxpayers, savers, retirees, all the people that are expecting promises. Those are the people that are on the hook primarily. So we're going to touch on that. But anyway, hope everyone's doing well. As always, let me dive into the chat real quick, acknowledge a couple people here, and then jump right into some article topics and then open the phone lines. We'd love to hear what's going on with you. So we got Ed checking in. We got Luke. We got Mr. Nitty, Solo, CT Stacks, 64, LBP. We got Rick, Jimmy, New Church of Philadelphia with Dubs. We got Political Atheists checking in. I see a lot of comments. I apologize for running late, but I'll get to it. We got Jimmy from PA. Let me see here. Just keep moving. We got Mass Administrator. Let me see here. Okay, Elias Jones. Okay, a fair amount of people here. Appreciate you guys, man, for blessing me with your presence. As always, if you don't mind, hit the thumbs up button. Show your support for the channel. And also, while you're at it, invite a friend, hit the share button. And let's try to get some new people in the fold, helping them to unplug from the mainstream narrative. But anyway, let's keep moving. So I want to start off by just sharing with you a clip because I was working on a little thumbnail, working on a video edit. That's why I'm running late. But ultimately, one thing that caught my attention that is not coincidental, and that's why this whole 20-minute segment, actually, I'm going to put it on the screen right here. I'll put it on the screen here so you guys can see exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm going to play for you. Let me share my screen. Let me see if I can share the screen real quick. And I'll see. Not sure many people watched it, but just this little video here. So I'll play this. So this is so just off rip. Just look at the scenery. So right now they're on some type of stage. This is the same stage that allegedly the pretender and thief got his initial booster shot. I think it was last week. But yet, as we guys can see, this is not actually the White House itself. This is a stage, a theater. And, all this being done on a set or on a stage, it just plays into how this is all pretend. And so ultimately, this was like a Saturday Night Live minus the laugh and giggles, ultimately. But just reading through all these shenanigans here, you got reporters out there in the audience, and they're actually supposed to be given what is portrayed as a serious talk. And a lot of thoughts I want to share with you guys about how make-believe this all has turned out to be. And so here, right, as I mentioned here, they're on the stage, and as they're talking, Biden starts off. Of course, he uses his folder here. He's reading from a teleprompter, obviously, in front of him. And he's regurgitating the same information that he's basically stated every single time he goes to some type of microphone, talking about how bad it is. If the debt limit is not raised, we're going to renege on our own promises. And he keeps reiterating that it's not about any of his bills. It's not about the infrastructure bills, not about the Build Back Better plan. It's just basically meeting the obligations that we already owe. And he keeps touching on that. And so the question is, if you keep touching on something in greater detail, it must be something they want us to really pay attention to. And so ultimately, what stands to be at the greatest risk is the bills that are already due, as they keep hinting. And that's all the social programs he mentioned during this whole little spiel here. Social Security checks would not, you know, be given out, as well as all the other programs, SNAP, and all the stuff the government has, all the government programs the world or majority of the population has become used to will cease, creating more economic pain. And then what stood out the most as he went around asking all these other people, so he went to got to Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen basically gave her a little spiel talking about, let me see, we got the CEO of Citi right here giving her spiel. And then this is the most notable one here, Adina Friedman. And so she's the president and CEO of NASDAQ. And so before I actually get started, I want to play for you real quickly about a minute or so clip and just listen to all the nuggets that were dropped and the follow-up question that Biden put out there to this lady here as she was basically describing the amount of pain that retirees, savers, as well as everybody expecting government promises will face if this debt limit is not extended or raised in the next week or 2 or 3 weeks. And so I say all that to basically say they want a default. They want this debt limit situation to play out so that those three primary areas that she hinted at is actually something that the government reneges upon, because it would then put them in a better position to blame it on the other side of the aisle, saying that it's those Republicans. They didn't want to come to the table. We were ready. We had all these bills. And when my Build Back Better plan was ready to roll, we had everything we needed. But yet those Republicans, because mind you, the Republicans are also playing them for a fool, saying, you want all this debt. You want to raise taxes. You want to do all this stuff. Do it on your own. So as we're witnessing right now, we got the left, right going back and forth, trying to take us ultimately to a default. And that's where it wants to go, because that's the only way that they can usher in more pain in time for that next line of currency that they want to bring out. So the DEFCON 10, listen to this. I'm going to play this real quick and then I'll get into more information, but I'm going to share this with you real quick and just listen.
To ask Adina Friedman, the CEO of NASDAQ, whether she'd be willing to give us her thoughts. And thank you for taking the time, Ms. Friedman, to talk to us.
Well, Mr. President, thank you very much for the opportunity to address the current situation. We are starting to experience elevated volatility in the markets, which can be partially attributed to the uncertainty that's been introduced by the delay in approving the extension of the debt limit. We would expect that a continued delay in extending the debt limit would further destabilize the markets. And when we consider the broader economic cost of the uncertainty and certainly a possible default, we would, as Jane mentioned, see higher borrowing costs for consumers and small businesses, as well as delays in much needed payments to major social programs such as Social Security, Medicare. So when we look at this, these delays and certainly a default would mean that hardworking Americans will ultimately bear the burden. So as you mentioned, extending the debt limit simply allows the payment of obligations that have already been made by the U.S. government. Therefore, voting to extend the debt limit is an important bipartisan action to reinforce the full faith and credit of the United States. And we urge action as quickly as possible. So thank you.
Let me ask you the...
All right, here's a DEFCON 10 question.
DEFCON 10 question. If we don't, if we default, even for a day or two, what do you think the impact on the market will be?
I think that we would expect that, and investors really just don't handle uncertainty well. And I think that investors and certainly, as we know, there are hundreds of millions of investors that are involved in the markets today that have put their hard-earned savings into the markets. And we would expect that the markets will react very, very negatively if we actually get to a point of a DEFCON 10 type of situation with the default.
What does that do to people's retirement accounts?
Retirement accounts.
Yeah, I think we have to realize that well over half of the adult Americans have money in the stock market, either directly or indirectly. And so those savings accounts, those retirement accounts, the pensions, they'll all experience a significant and sharp drop in their values, which of course makes them feel less certain about their ability to manage their lives and their savings and plan for retirement.
Well, thank you.
Look at this.
I don't mean thank you for the result, but thank you for explaining to people who are
thank you for explaining that. So I needed to play that. So that's why I was a little bit late tonight, but I want to chop that up real quick. But just look at all that information that was given to me. And so it to me, it plays right into the idea that, of course, this is all political theater. You got, you know, six people on a stage and it's in a set. Everybody had a script in front of them. You had six actors on the screen, Jamie Dimon and all that other stuff. Other people out there sharing their two cents. And they only gave us 20 minutes and they cut it off. And then they got into the real talk as to how they're going to really work through all this. And this is my hypothesis, and I hope I'm wrong. But yeah, it just seemed like at this current moment, anything goes. We have all the events unfolding in China. Debt dominoes falling, more developers having issues. So far it's relatively contained, but it's going to escalate further. Why not have something happen on this side as well, and to make it an even meltdown? So you won't be able to blame it on China. China can blame it on us. We can blame it on them. And as she mentioned here, the retirees, the savers, the question he asked, what would happen in a DEFCON 10 type of moment? As if like DEFCON 10. And so somebody asked what that meant. And so just to reiterate what that is, I actually had to go look it up so I could make sure that I had this ready, but DEFCON. So DEFCON 10, it says the defense readiness condition is an alert state used by the United States Armed Forces. So I'm not sure if this is like, you know, we got increases in severity from a DEFCON 5 to DEFCON 1. So a DEFCON 10 moment, the way it was hinted at, is not even on here yet. So I guess DEFCON 5 would be, as it says here, the least severe, but DEFCON 1 is the most severe. And so not sure how to take that, but yet just throwing out what's the worst case scenario of a DEFCON 10 type of moment. It just makes me wonder what exactly is this all about. And then that's why I said that I wouldn't be surprised if they, he said, if we were to default for just a day or two or so, and he looked over to his left as if he's, you know, checking over there and seeing something, and then get her response. And so, just by default in a day. So here's a game plan. Janet Yellen set out at October 18th as being the point at which she said the cash would be, it'll be problematic. And of course they mentioned that she has a little extra cash left over to meet bills or whatever. But if 10/18 is the day that has been set, it's been publicized, the world knows, all the headlines told us 10/18 is when we run the risk of defaulting on our old obligations. And the obligations primarily referring to all the promises that the government owes American taxpayers and American citizens, primarily park shut down, employment checks not been paid, SNAP cut off, all that stuff that she just mentioned. And then each day from that point on, things could get worse. But yet DEFCON 10 is an extreme event if it goes on for a prolonged period of time. And if that does happen, it'll be, and I was watching some other commentators earlier talk about how it'll be some time before it actually spills over into being able to pay the interest on some of the prior debt as far as the treasury bills or whatnot. But yet the initial blow would be towards the American people. And between now and then, of course, the can will be kicked down the road. But yet I wouldn't be surprised if they allow a little bit of time to go past 10/18 so that it could initiate more of that internal pain within our borders here to play along with the supply shortages, the energy crisis, and all the other crises that they're trying to put out there. Because as I've always mentioned before, the more pain, the better for them to be able to pull off their agenda. And therefore, the infrastructure bill, the Build Back Better bill, all those other bills that they have on a table, which it looks like McConnell, whatever, they're not trying to do any type of debt ceiling negotiations until they kill the infrastructure bill, which I believe they should kill it, because all that extra stuff in between those lines are not good for you and I. But yet it'll just be thrown into another bill down the line. But at the end of the day, I think they want pain. And based upon this DEFCON 10 moment event and it impacting the stock market, which all has all the retirees, the savings, the money, it just plays too well that, you know, don't be surprised if they let this thing rip just for the sake of creating pain. And then, of course, a couple weeks down the line, they'll have to come to the table. Both left and right would have to come to the table. And then it'll be easier to push through the Build Back Better agenda as well as the infrastructure bill or some entirely new bill. And so that's just my little two cents on that. But I wanted to share that real quick. And then also, let me just go ahead and share a couple articles here, then I'll open up the phone lines. But here's another little snippet here. It says, Senate GOP leader McConnell offers short-term debt ceiling extension following pressure from Biden. And so here we got just the all the events unfolding right now, man. And so here's another article here, just for headlines. Americans are paying the most for gas in 7 years. And then to give you more insight as to the true state of the economy, here's something from the confounderinterest.net, which always drops some little nuggets with graphs. But it talks about, you know, the real GDP plummets to 1.33. So the economy is definitely slowing down majorly, even though they came out some bogus job numbers today. Don't believe the hype. But yeah, just here's more information here that makes us really realize what's going on, to where no matter what, some stimulus is going to be needed and some more can kicking will be needed. But here's something that caught my attention. It says, as I've discussed, soaring prices since Biden's election, food, energy, housing, et cetera, rent, et cetera. But another soaring price component is shipping costs, up 315% since mid-February. So the Baltic Exchange Dry Index soaring right now. So anyway, go. We know that more currency will be needed, therefore less purchasing power for you and I in the short term. At the same time, they're deliberately withholding goods from the shelves, creating this pinch to create more pain. So yeah, DEFCON 10 moment, severe pain is in the future, whether they pass the raise the debt limit or not. This, we all know where this is heading, man. It's no way out. It is no way out. But anyway, a couple more articles here, but I'll spare you guys the ranting. But let me hear your guys' thoughts. What else you guys want to talk about? Feel free to reach out to me. Let's talk. Phone lines are open, 313-462-0027. Curious to hear what you guys think, man. Just that video there with that dumb question. What a dumb question. And so it's Saturday Night Live or Wednesday Night Live minus all the laughs and giggles, man, because they're playing with people's financial futures here, present and in the future. And anyway, it go. It's bound to happen. And just to let you know, let me take this call quick. And I got another little video I want to play for you guys. Let me get this on here. Once I can click this button, man, this is okay. Click that to get somebody on here. Let's see what we can do. Okay, click this. All right, here we go. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Just call quick, and I got
some. Hello.
Hey, Mike. Hi, Mike. It's Ed. How you doing?
Ed, I'm doing good, my friend. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I can explain that DEFCON 10 real quick.
Give it to me.
They're so stupid. They think that's the highest.
Okay, give it to me.
You know, they think that DEFCON, they're so stupid. He thinks DEFCON 10 is the highest, where 1 is actually the highest, and you don't even have a 10. And that's stupid they are. You know, everybody knows DEFCON 1 is the worst, and they're trying to make it sound the worst, and they're making up stuff that doesn't even exist. Come on.
Yeah. And so hearing that, because, you know, go ahead.
You know, someone I heard the other day, I thought I heard that, you know, Trump, that we didn't have a ceiling for like 2 years, and all they did was close down museums and, you know, Smithsonian and stuff.
Right, right.
But, you know, I'm with you. They're trying to make this whole thing work, but they cannot hold back Social Security checks. You know how many people, old people and poor people, are relying on Social Security? I mean, they'd be in the streets in a week.
Well, watch this. I'm more than confident they want more instability than they do unity. So why not piss a couple people off and just blame it on the Republicans? I mean, this is something they can easily say, that we had everything ready to go. We had all the votes until the Republicans backed out, and then it's their fault. And of course, you're going to say so they can point fingers easily. And while people are on the streets, people are pissed and people are, you know, experiencing pain, which they want, it'll be still more, you know, political theater for them to say, you know, now we need to come to the table together. And then the Republicans to say, we got to work on a deal or some crap like that. Because it's all about next year's votes and popularity contests. I mean, these people don't care about us, man.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, if anyone's really paying attention, they don't need the Republicans for anything. If they can just get all the Democrats on board.
Right.
You know, they were after those two people to try to get the stimulus package. You know, there was two Democrats holding out.
Right.
And they were attacking them, you know. So they don't, you know, people paying attention know they can do it on their own if they can get their own people behind them.
Yeah.
But I think you're right, man. I think there's a bigger situation. But I was talking to a guy today that owns a plastic company, and he said he put his trucks out of business. He said Biden come up with some stuff where these trucks had to get this electronic counter for their mileage and just more regulations. He said he thinks that they don't have the trucks to move the stuff from the ports, which is another way of making it really hurt. But, you know, these guys screw everything up. You know, I think they even screw their own deal up. They say, well, let's hold it. And then they, you know, end up they can't do it.
Yeah.
How can we trust them to even run their own deal right, you know?
Very true. So, yeah, thanks for pointing that out, because as I pulled it up here, I didn't see no DEFCON 10, and 1 is the most severe, and 5 is the least. I'm thinking, like, where did the hell 10 come from? So, yeah, way to point that out, man.
Yeah, 5 is the 10. We shouldn't even be worried if it's a 10. I mean, that's not even, you know, that's nothing.
Yeah, but just think about how fast it could get to a 1 or 2 if people are not really getting paid. And we know for sure, based upon last administration, Trump promised that under Biden's watch, we're going to have the worst stock market crash of ever. So is that a prophecy, or was Trump playing a script that he knew that, it, you know, as all this stuff plays out, what to expect? And he basically gave everybody a forewarning of what's to come.
Yeah, you know, the stock market crash thing, you know, that if they want to blow it up, you know, they can do that. If they're smart enough to hold this off, they can do the Venezuelan thing, which is a melt up.
Yeah,
everybody's happy. You know, their 401 looks good. Their houses are going up.
Yeah,
and the whole time, you know, your house doubles in price, but you can't buy, you know, you can't buy anything with the money.
Yeah, and I think that's also part of the cards as well. So it's gonna be a major sell off like never before, and then the response will be more trillions than we could ever imagine, pumping things right back up to all-time highs on the hyperinflationary style approach. So I think we got a massive deflationary crash and then extreme hyperinflationary type of event down the line. So, yeah. But, hey, man, let me get a couple more calls, and I appreciate you calling, my friend.
Hey, Mike, you keep doing your analyzation, man, because you're into this deeper than most of us have time for, and you're actually a little bit smarter than most of us.
So, you know, appreciate
keep thinking this through and giving us your opinions, man. That's why I'm
sure.
Here. I'm not here to run my mouth. I want to hear what you think.
Appreciate you, man. I will do.
All right. Bye.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from? Maybe not. All right. Give me a call. Curious to hear what you guys think. So Project Veritas. Yep. We talked about that last night. I think they were part 4. Definitely worth checking out. Exposing some Pfizer scientists. Interesting. And so as of today, that Project Veritas video is still on YouTube at over 1 million views and is not taken down yet. I wonder why. How come that video is causing so much problems and is not taken down yet? Stuff to make you wonder. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mike. This is Ricardo from Texas.
Ricardo from Texas. What's going on, my friend?
Well, I work in the port. Mm-hmm. You know, I deliver the containers to the shipper and so forth.
Okay.
And this is the lowdown.
Mm-hmm. Give it to me.
All right. They got several storage areas for empty containers. You know, they've been talking about they can't find containers, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're like stacked 9 high and 10 deep.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, there's plenty of empty containers.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I want the public to know, you better watch the diesel prices, because the higher those diesel prices go, it's like $3.45
mm-hmm.
per gallon for diesel.
Yeah.
And just in Texas, in the big boys, you know, the Love, the Flying J's, and so forth.
Yeah.
And our rates have tripled as far as delivering goods,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, whoever you want to choose, like Dollar General, Batman Juice, whoever.
Yeah.
And I'm getting paid. I you know, yeah, I got the biggest pay raises coming in by delivering these containers.
Yeah,
you know, to these big corporations, and they're like 200 containers behind just for DG itself.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
So they're gonna pass those prices off to you guys and me myself.
Mm-hmm.
But got my bill so low, man, I don't even care. You know, but there's plenty of empty containers that they refuse to let go, just like the tank, the shipping, good gracious almighty, the ships that's lined up in California, yeah. They're leaving there
yeah.
and coming to Texas to get offloaded. And Texas is like slammed. I'm talking about slammed. And the rates are just going up, mm-hmm. up. Give me my product. I don't care. I'm tired of it. You know? And so don't be surprised if your bologna meat is like $5. Uh-huh. You know? You know what I'm saying? But I just called to let you know that this is manufactured. It's a shame that it is what it is.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, I'm buying crypto. I'm buying, you know, what I need to do to take care of my family. I got the garden in the back.
Yeah.
And so forth. And I'm just diversified so well that my wife was like, wow, this is going up. This is going up. I said, yeah, baby, cha-ching, cha-ching, yeah. cha-ching, you know.
Oh, so, man. So, hey.
Everybody, you know, get ready because it's coming.
Yeah, hey, keep us posted on what you're seeing out there in the yard, too, man. It's always good to have eyes and ears on the ground, man. Appreciate you calling in.
Hey, that's tenfold. Thank you, sir.
That'd be good.
All right.
All right, good stuff. So I see the Communist Hunter talks about a new video dropped today. Pfizer whistleblower showed email copies of Pfizer higher-ups admitting to using aborted fetal tissue to make those jabs. Wow. Okay, that's going to be entertaining, so I'll definitely check that out. Appreciate you for bringing that to our attention. Yeah, man, more stuff, more drama, man. This is we're living in a real world. Is this, I would say, is it a horror show or is it sci-fi or both? Or yeah, like this is like, you know, it's and it, what's different about all this is to be, you know, in this world, awake and aware and in tune to the enemy's plans and being able to watch it in real time unfold and see how so many people are still actually plugged in to the narrative of if you do this, we going back to normal while not recognizing that the agenda is to reset everything and usher in an entire new normal, basically from the top down still with using all those buzzwords of, was it income equality and, you know, was it global equity and all that crap? Oh my goodness. Hello, Carlos. Where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. This is Latrice.
Latrice, what's going on? Give me a quick thought. What's on your mind?
Okay. A couple of things. There was an article from Business Insider, mm-hmm. back on August the 23rd of this year,
mm-hmm.
and it had to deal with, I can't remember the exact title phrasing, but it was saying that how it's illegal for mm-hmm. you to know the exact variant mm-hmm. that one has here in the United States because it costs a lot of money
mm-hmm.
for them to do the exact testing. So the whole thing where they keep making the mandates and pushing everything
mm-hmm.
is based on illegality. So it's like I said the other day about the doctor-patient relationship and how that's illegal. That's one more other thing to throw in to that arsenal.
Yeah.
So, again, it's a Business Insider article from August the 23rd of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a couple of other things. As far as with everything that they're doing with the stock market and the precious metals and the economy and the threats and all this other stuff, I think people should just take a playbook from the Rothschilds.
Mm-hmm.
When they betted a boat against both sides,
yeah,
so that they could win the war,
mm-hmm.
and you know, bet like that, you know, just place your have a little bit here, have a little bit there. I know everybody's always have a diversified
portfolio,
quote unquote.
So watch this. Let me throw this out there to you real quick. So to play both sides, to play be on the winning team and the loser team means you win no matter what. So is that the same as saying? As going out and buying Pfizer stock, Moderna stock, AstraZeneca stock, and Johnson & Johnson stock, like basically dumping all your worth into those stocks because they are part of this game and they're paying dividends and it's funded by the government, so they're going to continue to go up and you'll still come out better off financially if you invest in those stocks. Is that type of play you talk about?
No, because I wouldn't advocate for nobody to, you know, get their hands dirty.
Right.
There was a whole thing they had, I think, on Reddit. where a lot of people, they was following Nancy Pelosi. They was like, every stock that she's interested in, they've been invested in money into her, whatever stock she's following, because her husband has to deal with something with stocks and shares or whatever.
Yeah.
And they've been making money that way. No, I wasn't saying deal with the industry like that, because if that's the case, you could watch how Gates is, how he just changed a lot of his stuff with where he's been investing his money and stuff like that, because he had just pulled a lot of shares of money out of different companies and started investing in things like UPS, FedEx, and a couple other places. I forgot.
Yeah.
But I just was throwing that out there as food for thought, you know, because if you go into that history, you know, they that's what they did. They they, and then it was like, you know, like their own hedge fund managers, because they was up there saying, oh, they had, the war was lost. Then everybody rushed and sold their stock, and then they went and bought it up on pennies on the dollar. And then when they found out the word that the other side had lost, everybody went to go run, but they own all of the stuff.
Right.
So I was just saying, like, this, you know, something like that, but not exactly like that. Because, again, I wouldn't advocate for anybody to get their hands, you know, dirty.
Right,
now,
understandable.
I just want to recommend a couple of rabbit holes.
Okay, give it to us real quick.
Okay, Solving Green. That was a movie. That's Solving a Green. Great rabbit hole for somebody to watch and go down, because, you know, we always talk about predictive programming, but predictive programming, remember I mentioned before, what if the Hegelian dialectic has the Hegelian dialectic? Well, they've always shown us what their intentions were. I mean, most people already know about Agenda 21 and, you know, all these other sustainable programs and, you know, the Bilderbergers and the Club of Rome and dot, dot, dot. But it's still, you know, something to look into, because these are things that they, this movie came out many years ago.
Yeah.
But Solving Green, Jacob's Ladder from 2009, the 90s, because they did a remake in the recently, but not the one from a few years ago, the one from the 90s, Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah.
The first movie, Divergent.
Divergent.
And Tom Clancy's The Division. It talks about Dark Winter. You know how Biden keeps talking about the Dark Winter?
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Clancy's The Division. And last thing, the rabbit hole is M.K. Naomi.
M.K. Naomi. It's a movie?
Yes. No, this is not a movie. This can be a good deep case study. It's called M.K. Naomi. Henrietta Lacks, because Henrietta Lacks has a lot to do with even today when we're talking about the experiment.
Yeah.
Okay, Henrietta Lacks, she was a black woman that had an aggressive form of cervical cancer, and they've been using her cells to this day. They've made cosmetics, they've made medicines, they've made other types of jabs off of her cancerous cells. To this day, almost the whole pharmaceutical industry and cosmetic industry has profited off of her. And there's a recent lawsuit, because they just came on her 70th death anniversary.
Yeah.
So that's something to look into. Bad. And Tavis Scott, the Tavis Scott Institute, because that's a big think tank. And when you go into these different rabbit holes, you'll get a better idea to understand why things are going the way it's going. If you want to understand the predictive programming, those are some great rabbit holes. M.K. Naomi, Henrietta Lacks, and the Tavis Scott Institute.
Bet.
Last thing.
Do me a favor.
Final.
Yeah, give it to us real quick. I'm going to get some more calls. Go ahead, give it to me real quick.
Okay. Remember, as it was in the days of Noah and as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. So all the stuff that we're seeing is just bringing us into the fulfillment of the word. God's word does not return back to him void. So everyone needs to prepare their soul, make peace, forgive anybody that trespassed against you. I'm working on that myself. But, you know, get your spiritual houses in order, not just your physical house.
Right.
Prep and pray. So that's it.
Appreciate you.
I gave it to you. All right, then. Have a great day. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Man, that's that was a mouthful right there, boy. That was about four or five different rabbit holes to go down for anybody who want to go down those. And so also she posts a lot of good stuff on the Telegram page. So if you guys want to check in there. So Latrice, make sure you put those in the Telegram page as well, so that we can click on those if people have interest on diving down those holes. Man, okay, that was whew, loaded. Cosmetic products. Hello, caller. Which name are you calling from?
Yo, Mike, it's Political Atheist.
Political Atheist. What's going on, my friend? What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just want to give a heads up. Basically, my father just got, actually, he just got the jab about a month ago. And 2 weeks ago, he came down with the virus. Yeah, and basically, he went in. He was okay. They gave him remdesivir for 4 days. I pretty much told him, I said, hey, take him off this.
Yeah.
And the doctor was very hesitant. He's like, well, this is what the experts recommend.
Experts.
Right. And so I told him, I was like, well, he's not getting any vitamin D. Can we give him some vitamin D, vitamin C? Basically, they refused. And he passed away in the hospital. So,
sorry, my man.
And it's all good, man. I just want to give a heads up. You know what they're doing in the hospitals. It's total BS.
Yeah.
And it's just not right what these evil people are doing.
Yeah. Now, man. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Thanks for sharing that with us, and definitely prayers go out to you, my friend. Man, that's ugly.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And just heads up for everyone, just let them do their research beforehand in case they get, this virus. And then go in there, heads up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in. And definitely.
All right, man.
Keep you in our prayers, my friend. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Take care.
Wow. 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 It's never good news, man. Never good news, man. But wow. Don't know what to say about that one. So on along those same lines, speaking of Project Veritas, I saw some comments out there about how and why they're still up there. And speaking of which, King D in the Discord page put a video in the Discord page in the video section. I want to show it to you real quick because it makes you wonder. But it's a great video from a medical professional, and this is a video that's on Rumble. And it says, my jaw dropped when I tested someone's immune system after the second jab. And it's about a 12-minute video. Here's Dr. Nathaniel, somebody. He goes through the blood work of one of his patients, after the first one and after the second jab, and just showed how all those, all those technical numbers and whatever thing was just declining. So he was in good health. And within the second jab, his health is declining as far as his ability to protect himself. And then I clicked on it last night and watched it on YouTube. And then just right now, I tried to go to YouTube so I can share the link with you guys. And I went over to YouTube, and this is what I got. So this video on YouTube last night, when I saw it, it had 300,000 views. It was up for like 1 week. And so YouTube took this down. But then we have Project Veritas. That's a channel that's still up and running. They're on their fifth video as of tonight. And yesterday or Monday's part four had 1 million views, and it's still up, and his channel is still up. So it just makes me wonder, are there some things that they want us to see and that they want? Do they actually want people going down these rabbit holes to further the resistance so that they'll have more people to pinpoint? And then you factor in today the article or the announcement of the Department of Justice basically saying that mothers that go to school boards, pitching a fit, can they be considered domestic terrorists? And so, like, you got concerned parents now that's being branded as possible domestic terrorists. At the same time, they're allowing certain messages to go out, such as Project Veritas, which will definitely cause people to want to question things and, push some resistance out here. So it's just interesting how they're picking and choosing on what they want to show and what they don't want to show. But this video here was very interesting when you saw the blood work. But if anybody's interested, go to the Discord page or just go to Rumble and type in this, my jaw dropped, then I whatever, and you'll get a chance to see the whole little video there. But just stuff to make you wonder, man. Stuff to make you wonder. All right, let's talk. Okay, here we go. So I'll be canceling calls, answering calls. I apologize for that. Give me a call back. I'll get you on here. So can't answer two calls at the same time, obviously. So, all right. Yeah, what's going on? Give me a call. Let's talk. A lot of things going on out here, man. As wise as a serpent. I hear you, Murray. All right, let's talk. Hello, caller. Which name are you calling from?
Mike, Tony from Oakland.
TB, what's going down, my friend? What's on your mind tonight?
He's allowed it to happen, man. Let's be thankful for it.
Definitely. 100. 100, especially after the call earlier. Go ahead.
I just want to touch on something last night a caller had said about me.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up with the knowledge of knowing that I don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, during the course of the day, I look at things and see things, and I repeat this phrase, mm-hmm. the space, and you know how Trump makes that triangle.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks it's Illuminati.
Yeah.
Well, I make the circle with my fingertips. Mm-hmm. And I say the space inside the circle represents my realm of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
All that I think I know about whatever it is I think I know mm-hmm. is depicted right here within this circle.
Mm-hmm.
I must keep in mind that there is more to know than what's within the circumference of my awareness.
Mm. True that.
And then he went on to talk about Jesus. And I just wanted the everybody to know that the original story from Jesus came from, and you can type it in, Caesar's Borgior. It's C-E-A-S-E-R B-O-U-R-G-I-O.
B-O-U-R-G-I-O.
That was the original Jesus that was depicted.
Okay.
The first Bible was a Gutenheim Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Gutenheimer wrote the first Bible, and they say it was the second. It was either first or second is what they wanted to say. But, you know, my thing is, whoever controls, and I've said this often,
yeah.
whoever controls the written page
mm-hmm.
controls age.
Yeah.
I can tell you what to think if I'm able to get it across your viscera.
Right.
Right out in front of you.
Right.
So you can read it.
Right.
You know, and the thing I say, and I'm going to let you go after this,
mm-hmm.
is our lives are fake. The TV and the movies we watch are real. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what they base their things on. They don't care. They can put something out there for one group of people and another out for the other group of people mm-hmm. and let you guys have at it.
Yeah.
And we fall for it every time.
Very true.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. Oh, man. Media, television has done a hell of a work on us. That's for sure. Yeah, because at this current moment, based upon how far advanced technology is, they can create anything in a studio and project it as being real, i.e. extraterrestrial life forms. Even I've been seeing more and more, even in the Telegram, more and more flat earth videos and how the use of technology placing the moon here, the star. I mean, it makes you think. I must admit that it got me thinking out here, and I enjoy that because it has me questioning everything, believing nothing. And I can live with that one. Anyway, let's talk. Oh, man. Hello, caller. Which name are you calling from?
Yeah, Mike, Steve. Primo Legion 9.
Steve in the building. What's going on, my friend? How you doing?
I'm doing good now. Number one is, what date did you say that Yellen was talking about?
October 18th was the time frame she gave as to where the funds dry up with a little leeway after that.
Okay. So now let's, just hypothetically speaking, Mike,
mm-hmm.
now let's look at that.
Yeah.
The 18th. Isn't that 6 plus 6? Plus 6. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know,
they keep all of these 666. How many 666 things have we seen this year? U.S. Code 666.
Yeah.
H.R. Bill 666. There's been so many of them.
Yeah.
To me, it's just so in your face.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that being said,
uh-huh.
now I like hearing TV and everything, but
mm-hmm.
this is one time I gotta go against him here on this.
All right, good, what you got?
That Bible,
mm-hmm.
those 66 books
mm-hmm.
are credible
mm-hmm.
in my eyes for sure.
Yeah.
If those other books, the so-called lost books of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
they can't be lost if they weren't supposed to be in there to begin with. when somebody questions the Bible or says it's not legit, et cetera, blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
basically what they're saying, whether they're Christians or not,
yeah,
basically what they're saying is that God is too stupid and incompetent, mm-hmm. the creator of everything.
Yeah.
They're saying that God is too stupid or too incompetent.
Yeah.
To keep their own book in order.
Yeah.
I can't roll with that. I can't roll with that. I'd rather roll with God and roll with that than somebody calling into a show saying don't trust the Bible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be in that situation to answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
When they say, "Well, why were you telling people not to trust the Bible?"
Yeah. Yeah. And so to TB's defense, he just commented, he said, "That's not what I said," as far as I guess you're referring to not trusting the Bible or whatnot. So I'm assuming that's what he's referring to. But
okay, so I defer to that because I like hearing from TB or something. Maybe I took it out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize if I did. But those, so I want to make sure that that's clear to TB.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those 66 books. God is smart enough
mm-hmm.
to anticipate every move that Satan makes to make sure that his book stays in order.
Yeah.
Even though Satan tries to do things with it, I get that.
Yeah.
But so TB, don't be mad.
I'm just, it's all love, man. We all family here, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Steve.
Hey, and the other thing too is, mm-hmm. and here's another thing for me that goes to the credibility of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the book of Daniel,
yeah.
which we talked about yesterday,
yeah.
Et cetera. Now, what more authority can you have in a book of Daniel,
mm-hmm.
than to have Jesus vouch for you firsthand?
Mm-hmm.
That's like co-signing for a car.
Yeah.
you go get a car and Jesus co-signs for you.
Yeah.
So in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, Jesus himself vouches for Daniel. I can't even make this stuff up, but it's sitting right there. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15.
Yeah.
Jesus vouches for Daniel. This stuff.
It's too real.
I would go back to what we talked about yesterday. This stuff is all so spiritual, mm-hmm. and the last thing before I let you go is that every nation on this planet has some type of demonic being assigned mm-hmm. to it.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I say that? How do I know that? Because it's in Daniel chapter 10. Verse 12 through 21, when the angel came to Daniel,
mm-hmm.
he said he was held up by the prince of Persia, which is Iran,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Yeah.
He was held up by him. And then once he gave Daniel the information, he said on his way back, he's going to have to go back and fight the prince of Persia again. And, the prince of Greece or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Greece wasn't even around then. So the Bible knows more than more than it's saying.
Yeah.
But that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get off here. And,
appreciate you.
Apologies to TB if I misinterpreted what he said or whatever. But I roll with that Bible, dude. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. It's not a he, she, or anything like that. I'll just stop there.
Hey, appreciate you, man. Be good, take man. Care. Thanks.
Take care.
Hello, Carlos. Where are you calling from? Maybe not. All right. Yeah, TB, I saw your question, but I'll save it for tomorrow just because trying to get some more calls in, even though it's hard because I end up missing more than I take, but I got to figure out a way to work it out or probably got to put the timer back on. Hello, Carlos. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mike. It's low blood pressure.
LBP. What's going on, my friend?
Everybody's hating on TB. What's going on?
Yeah. What's like, up, man?
I don't report TB. Still tell him we still love him.
Oh yeah, he knows. I see it right now in the chat. He's good. And so
we always arguing the deflation.
Yeah.
Look, Mike. I don't really try to get too much into the religious stuff because I don't like speaking without knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
But I have curiosities. You know.
Yeah.
Hey. Like, I can't find no info when Jesus was a child up until, like, his crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to find any info on that.
Right.
What do you think? Would you speculate on what happened there? Or do you think that knowledge is still on the earth somewhere? It's just hidden from all of us?
I would imagine it could be buried in some vessel, like, you know, and scroll somewhere. But my thing is, his childhood is not really important to me, so I wouldn't really care to read about it. It'd make a great story, but, you know, he's the son of a carpenter, and he was basically doing carpentry-type work up until his time of anointment to begin his work for the Father. So I don't really care what he did prior to, so that's just me. But I'm sure you got some good stories in there.
you know, in Islam, from what I know, you know, mm-hmm. but Islam is very forbidden to talk about things that you don't know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think, so as far as I know, they say that Jesus spoke as a baby inside the womb of Mary, you know. It's a very different spin. You should look into it, Mike.
Now, and at that point, how would, I mean, like, okay, so of course, it's an old document, and, you know, I'm assuming that's coming from the Quran, if I'm not mistaken. And then the question is, how was that document actually anywhere near accurate when it's, you know, well after the scrolls that gave us the Bible? So it was like, you know,
yeah.
Can you trust that?
You know, but the story.
Who knows?
You don't know the story of the Quran, Mike. The Quran was given the revelation by the angel Gabriel to the prophet in a cave. I don't know if you know that.
I heard the story, but I forgot about it. So it's nothing I pay attention to closely.
And it's passed down in oral history that everything, it wasn't written down for like hundreds of years after. Mm-hmm. And that's why when you hear him saying it, it sounds like a song. You know, I don't know if you heard him praying.
Not up close, no.
And it sounds like a song because that's the way they pass it down from person to person. You know, that and the whole thing is memorized and it's oral, you know?
Yeah.
but another thing, I'm not trying to push you into this.
Yeah, it's all good.
But look, man, the most important, one of the second most important people in those times in mm-hmm. Islam is an African from Ethiopia. He's the one that gave the first salat. It's like the prayers, you know, on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people say like Islam is not against black; it's against blacks, and they look down upon them and all that kind of stuff. You know, I don't know if you ever heard those rumors.
I have not. No.
A lot of people say that, but the most important person, one of the most important persons was an Ethiopian slave, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. That's interesting, though, Mike.
Yeah, definitely. I personally haven't really delved deep into the studying of the Quran, so I don't know other than just some surface stuff years and years ago, but I just stick to what I am led to pursue and follow, but yet I'm open, so I'm definitely, I see somebody say about getting somebody on there from the Islamic faith, but once again, I don't want to cause any riffraff or any back and forth. So I'm trying to build up, not tear down, man. So,
I hear you. But one more thing about that, Mike.
Yeah.
There's a guy, his name is Imran Hossein.
Mm-hmm.
Imran Hossein.
Uh-huh.
And he takes verses and he explains the monetary system. Like, according to the actual Quran, you can't only gold and silver is money.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use commodity based money. But there's no, you can't, you have to do it like, I don't know how to explain it. Well, of course, you can't use interest.
Yeah.
But it explains the monetary system, and this guy interprets it,
mm-hmm.
and it's like they knew about derivatives back then, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, or just usury. Just usury, which is, you know, compounding debt that can't be repaid. That itself has, you know, disastrous consequences because when you take on more than you can afford already, and then your slave or your creditor continues to compound on interest on top of interest and interest, that spirals out of control itself. So that's the equivalent of a derivative, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. it's like the fiat money, you know, it's not money, it's a representation of real money.
Right.
That's how Rafi Faber said.
Right.
You know?
Right. I'm gonna reach out to Rafi and get him on here, man. I would definitely love to have him on for a little Q&A.
That guy is Yeah, he's good to go, Mike. I like that guy.
Bet. I'm going to reach out to him then. Appreciate you, LBP.
All right, Mike. Have a great night.
Be good.
Bye.
Hello, Carlos. Where are you calling from? Maybe not. All right, give me a call. SGS says, Mike, I'm a Muslim, and I believe in Jesus as a prophet, and I believe he was of dark descent. Ancient Hebrews were dark. No doubt. And that's the thing. As far as, you know, the Islamic faith, I'm familiar with, you know, Christ, Jesus being in the book. I think his role in how it's portrayed as far as him being a savior of humanity or not, it's a big distinction between the Jesus in the Quran and him just being a noble man, a wise leader, wise teacher. But I don't think it talks about his, you know, sacrifice for humanity and dying for sins and things like that. So, you know, that gives a little bit different narrative than what the Bible's version of it gives us. So what else you got? R. Kelly. Yeah, R. Kelly got, they stuck it to R. Kelly, ain't they? Man, will R. Kelly survive the night? Ah, man, R. Kelly going to snitch and he going to try to plea and get some, he going to try to lessen that sentence, whatever it might be. Yeah, I don't think he cut for them bars, boy. Hello, Carlos. Where are you calling from?
It's 313 Wayne, man. I'm calling from Detroit.
313 Wayne. Doing good, man. What's going on with you, boss?
I just want to add a little clarity about the Bible perspective.
Give it to us.
It's not 66 chapters in one book. Mm-hmm. It's 66 books in, that are compiled in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Biblos, which is Greek for book. It's just a book. Yeah. Holy Bible is good books. And the only reason why it's compiled like that is because of our many slaveries, and we were conquered, and you know our libraries burned. So mm-hmm. a lot of our scriptures and the books that stretched over a long chronological timeline, you know, we had to pack it up and pretty much get. And our colonial masters gave us that we could partake in,
yeah.
And we have it as is today, you know. And one more thing,
yeah.
You know, they set out to change dates and times, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many legs does an octopus have?
How many legs does an octopus have?
Yes.
First thing coming to mind is eight, but I don't know. So
eight. Yep.
Okay.
How many sides does an octagon have?
Eight.
Okay. Then how come October is the 10th month? and the same with decade. How many years in a decade?
How many years? At 10.
10 decagons, mm-hmm. 10 sides, right?
Yeah,
how
yeah.
come December is the 12th month instead of the 10th month,
yeah.
right? You know, so they set out dates and times. It's a mind F. Mm. All right, I'm out of here, Mike.
Appreciate you, man.
All right.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. It's just interesting when people throw out questions on the spot. I'm thinking like, damn, hope I don't get this wrong. anyway, it's approaching an hour point, man. Let's get ready to dial back. Take this one more call. Man, fun and giggles, man. It's always good to have a little humor in the show. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, man. Like, it's Linda. It's Typo from Massachusetts.
Typo Hi. From Massachusetts. How you doing? What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I'm listening, man. We just have great chat groups. We have great call-ins.
Mm-hmm.
I just love your show. Thank you.
Appreciate you. What's going on with you?
I've hit my limit. I'm hitting the road. I'm out to find land.
Mm.
And I went through the states and decided on the best place to hit my criteria.
Mm.
And so I wrote a list of all the things that I want to get a community together. I want to be in a warm environment to start growing,
mm-hmm.
Cost effective. I need low population,
yeah.
Because it seems to me that we are hitting a breaking point, and anyone that doesn't have a position yet really needs to settle in and consider what I'm saying and see if that meets you. So I leave tomorrow and I'm going to head over to Clayton County,
mm-hmm.
Arkansas.
Okay. Clayton County, Arkansas.
And I've been to Eureka Springs and Hot Springs and those beautiful Branson, right? It's like Disney in the mountains. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So I want to, if anyone knows anything about that particular area and they want to put in the chat any cool things for me to see in the next few days, that would be great. And so I'm wondering if you have come across communities. You know, we have like, what are we in, 12 states are in the middle of grouping up with other states for the idea of secession. What number are we at? Do you know?
I do not know. I have not been keeping track. I do not know. If anybody know how many states are talking about seceding, let me know in the chat, because I have no, I haven't paying attention.
Yeah, great. So keep up the good work. Just wanted to put that in. Anyone that wants to put a suggestion for Claiborne County, Arkansas, please do. I'd appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Sounds good.
Good night.
Have safe travels. Bye. Yeah. Clayton, Arkansas. All right, people. That is all she wrote for tonight. It said the hour point. Appreciate everybody for hanging out with us, man. It's always good to hear from the community and hear all types of thoughts back and forth. And of course, I think one of the icing on the cake of this show, not only do we talk about real world events, try to decipher all this craziness, but yet we all know that there's more than what meets the eye, and we're trying to understand it. But more importantly, we realize that it's a spiritual event. That, you know, for those that are believers in Christ, we're on the winning side, no matter how this plays out, according to the way we see it. But we all know that we're going to make it through this with no problems, whether in this life or in the one to come. And that's a good thing about all this. But also, it's good to be amongst people to think like yourself, and, you know, definitely want to see the best for humanity, despite all of this evilness. But so it looks like Communist Hunter says Rumble video title of Fauci planning outbreak to force. Okay, the title is Fauci 2019 is the nemesis of Fauci 2021. All right, so that's something to check out if anybody want to find out that. So I'll check it out in a minute, but I'm about to dive into this whole Project Veritas video real quick. But anyway, that being the case, everybody, if you've enjoyed the show tonight, hit the thumbs up. And then what I'm trying to do is figure out ways to reach people who are not in this community right now, because it's one thing to talk amongst ourselves. We are doing the best we can to stay plugged in and to prepare and stay prayed up. But there's a whole plethora of people out there who have no clue as to what's going on. It's those same people that think we're going back to normal, not realizing that we should all be creating the normal we want to go into. And so just finding new ways to reach more people. So if anybody have ideas, suggestions, join us on a Telegram, join us in the Discord, let me know. I'm trying to come up with all types of little arts and stuff like that. So if you guys want to share this video, share the show, invite a friend or whatever, you know, anybody out there in the marketing, let me know. I'm definitely in need of help as a one-man show on the back end between editing shows, market, you know, I feel stretched thin sometimes. But if anybody want to help, feel free to reach out to me, just to go to the Discord or Telegram and reach out to me, or rethinkingadollar.com. Top left-hand corner is an email. Shoot me an email. Let's talk. And other than that, people, it has been great. So let's close out with a little bit of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another evening to gather together as a community. We ask that you continue to do great things with the children, Father. We thank you that your blood has washed away our sins and that we are renewed, man, in Christ Jesus. So we thank you for the power and the blessing that's in us, on us, and working around us. We ask you continue to do great things for us. Bless each and every household, Father, that tunes into this show. Lord, may they continue to prosper in these days, Father, and give them wisdom and insight on how to navigate and how to fulfill their purpose and their calling that you've given them, Father. We ask you continue to do great things for, man, all those that are suffering persecution, Lord. We ask you be with them, give them strength and courage to continue to fight the good fight of faith. And then all our brothers and sisters who've lost loved ones as a part of this whole global experimentation, we pray that you give them comfort and that you draw them closer to your son in this day and age for that peace that passes all understanding, Father. Once again, we just thank you for being so good and merciful, Father, and that your grace is new every day. We thank you in advance for all you have done and will do continuously. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, people, that is all she wrote. And then speaking of which, I saw something. I got to reach out to her. But anyway, all right, people, enjoy the rest of your evening and back at it tomorrow. So I have an interview with tomorrow that I'm going to share. I'm excited to connect with an individual I haven't connected with in a while. But other than that, any ideas for shows, any ideas for marketing, any ideas of reaching more people, I encourage you to reach out to me because I'm open to new ideas and new ways of trying to reach the people who need to be reached. And that's the people who are still plugged into the matrix. But anyway, I'm tired of ranting. It's late. Be blessed. Be safe. Peace. Visit Rethinking the Dollar throughout the day, your place for news on metals, gold, crypto, you name it. Scroll down to the bottom and you'll get a chance to see the daily videos, the recommended videos, and more importantly, the five reasons to unplug from the monetary matrix, with the first one being the awakening period. Step number one, test your dollar IQ. 10 simple questions, average of 60%. Follow up with the alternative perspective with the monetary reports. Consider becoming a supporter of the Rethinking the Dollar platform via Patreon. Get a chance to hang out off air as well as additional information that can't be discussed on YouTube. Any support is helpful. With the crackdown on alternative media, the best thing to do is connect off air. Scroll down to the very bottom. You can find Rethinking the Dollar on Telegram, Audio, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, you name it. The most important ones will be the email list where you can get notified weekly, the Discord page, and make sure you connect on Telegram. And last, don't forget to visit the RTD store where you can get merchandise as well as additional information and resources. And most importantly, scroll down to the bottom and get your weight up with all the limited edition rounds only available on the RTD store.